There is a beautiful and meaningful progression in the lesson that we heard from Isaiah today. Isaiah starts with a very natural image, an image from creation. There's nothing quite as beautiful and startling as the blossoming of the desert, when an area that looked pretty barren suddenly is colorful and green and full of life. Isaiah starts with this image to call to mind our understanding of God as creator. That it is the very creative energy and work of God that is the basis for everything he's going to talk about in the prophecy. And that's a significant and important point. The energies and work of God are always creative, are always about creation and new creation and recreation. God is always creating. We've talked before about how it's a mistake to think of creation as an event that happened sometime in the past, as opposed to creation as an ongoing activity of God. So Isaiah starts us with this marvelous image, and he says to us, this is the God who is going to restore Israel, this God of creation. And the very next thing that he talks about is healing. Healing is an expression of God's creative energy, of God's creative work. And so he connects for people the vision of creation, so beautifully seen in the blossoming of the desert and the crocus. And he says, that's that same energy when you feel, finally, I'm better. I'm healed. I'm over it. That's the same energy and work of God. And it is this God who will restore you, says Isaiah. And so this God who creates everything and whose creative energy is continued in the work of healing and wholeness, this God will make a high road for you that is sheltering and protective. As the text says, no lion will get up on the high road to eat you. That's a good thing. So we see creation, so there's a pileup of images. Creation, healing, protection. All of these all come from the same source, the same energy source, which is God. That God's creative energies create and they heal and they protect. And, says Isaiah, it is these evidences of God's creative energy that is what will restore Israel. That the restoration is a part of the very same work of God as creation, as healing, as protection. It's what God does. It's who God is. So that's significant then, because we come to John and Jesus, and John is in many ways a zealot. He wants the Messiah to show up like a bolt of lightning. He wants the Messiah to come in and overthrow Rome. And he wants this to happen. And so in sitting in prison, he sends word to Jesus, and he asks the most Advent question there ever was. Are you the one to come, or should we wait for another? It's a great Advent question, right? It's a great question. Christmas is coming. Are you the one who is to come? We ask Jesus. It's a wonderful Advent question. And he asks this because part of him was wanting to see that great lightning bolt of a Messiah who flashes into creation and casts Rome out. And he doesn't exactly see that. And what happens is Jesus doesn't criticize John for that. He doesn't critique John for that. He simply reminds John of his prophetic roots. He tells his friends, go and tell John what you see and hear. Go and tell John about the healing that you see and hear, the restoring that you see and hear. Call John back to his prophetic roots. Remind him that, like Isaiah said, the restoring, redeeming work of God will move through creation and healing and protecting in its own flow. And it won't necessarily be the lightning strike from outside, but it will be a piling up of creativity, of healing and protecting that will happen over time. That God is always who God is. God is always doing what God does. Even in Jesus, God is always doing what God does. Creating, healing, protecting, restoring. They're all the same energy that comes from God to us. That marvelous flow of divine energy poured out upon us in love by a God who will restore all things. Maybe not on our timetable, but he will restore all things. And so we're invited to think about that as we prepare for the coming of Christmas, to think about the fact that this child being born on Christmas is participating in and living out the very same energies that create, that heal, that protect, and in that marvelous loving work, restore us all to life in God. Are you the one to come, or should we wait for another? What do you see and hear that answers that question?